the main story is that once we enter the stage when the low delta etinomagmas with very diverse zircons are produced, that indicates that the volcano is recycling its own roots. There are very few rocks which can get melted and produce new fresh magmas. So investigating these three complete cycles of volcanic activities like Picaboo, Heisey, and now Yellowstone, we discover that at the end of magma system evolution, we observe abundant low delta ETNO magmas with recycled zircons and diverse zircons at the end of the evolution. We can estimate the volume of these magmas and do some very simple thermomechanical constraints on how much magma needs to come from the depth in order to produce a silicic magma chamber in the crust, which are capable of violent eruption. So we think that this periodicity between caldera-forming eruptions and the Yellowstone hotspot track is more discrete or segmented rather than a single progression. We think it's concentrated in the caldera cycles. Each of them have a cycle of life starting from 2 million years of building up, and it's going to be normal delta ETNO magma. Then a series of 3 to 4, maybe 5, we don't know yet, caldera-forming eruptions happening in the same place. And later, magmas are produced by recycling of the pre-existing buried rocks, which suffered hydrothermal alteration, in which only zircons have survived these processes of alteration and remelting. So we find evidence that Yellowstone is currently on a dying cycle, because there are 3 calderas already happened there, and low delta etinomagma currently being produced. So the expectation that a new caldera collapse at Yellowstone will happen and be of the similar magnitude to previous calderas is less likely, although of course when we talk about possibilities, everything is possible in geology. It's not a very precise science, but our estimate gives us less certainty that it's going to be a caldera forming eruption. We think that Yellowstone will continue producing magma similar to what it was doing for the past 600,000 years after the last caldera-forming eruption. We also suggest that the new eruption may happen somewhere in Montana after the North American plate moves enough to expose fresh, fertile crust for melting, and this first eruption will be a normal delta ETNO. But this is unlikely to happen for the next million years or so.